Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody, what's happening? Welcome to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're in the studios here in beautiful Keystone, Colorado, Consensual Studios at 545 Productions. I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and your hosts of Ignorant and Uninformed, of course, with me, as always, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Hey, you can call me Coltrane.
And Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Susu Studio. Yeah.
Susu Studio.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Am I wrong, or does it not get better
every time he says it?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's only good when Max does Phil Collins. There's really nothing better.
I mean,
it's only Collins. Good.
It's my own personal version of heaven.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. Well, guys, now I'm blushing.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
So. That's,
and this is America's favorite podcast for a variety of reasons. One, we're fucking awesome. Two, you're fucking awesome for listening. And three, we incentivize you by giving you shit for giving us topics.
That's true.
Max?
And D, it's because it's all of us.
And letter, and number good. D.
And number D.
Because we're good friends. Because
we want the D. You want the D.
You want the D.
But you can't handle the D.
Max, tell them what,
tell them what they win, Max.
Their podcast.
You
win
T-shirts. Who doesn't love T-shirts? Your very own ignorant and uninformed Hillbilly T-shirt.
But they like overalls without T-shirts.
Yeah. All right. That's true.
You win overalls. Ignorant and uninformed overalls. Nice. Be the envy of your crew. No, we really appreciate you guys. We have a big, beautiful bowl of topics that you all have given us.
Yep.
And we give you T-shirts when you do that. So please keep them coming. There are lots of ways for you to get topics to us.
It's full and it looks glorious.
Glorious, like blue.
It's glorious.
You email us topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can twank us on Twitter at IgAndUn. You can hit us up on the Facebooks and become a friend of the show and message us. You can visit the website ignorantanduninformed.com, stream all the episodes, click the topics button, shoot us a topic, and then we'll put it in the bowl. And you get your T-shirt.
That's right. Questions make the best topics.
Oh, they do.
We find. But you can also just put whatever you want.
That's true. Sometimes topics are just...
That was in there a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Suck my balls.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, but let's not give them any ideas. You want to draw the topic, Benji?
I do.
You're close.
Yeah, Benji's I'm
gonna,
right here.
Knock it out.
Benji's going to reach on in there. He washed his hands, I think.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Meredith. This is funny. Mary Boff Kill. Cleopatra... Marie Antoinette and Ginger Rogers. Choose wisely, gentlemen.
Like
from
Meredith
Rohrbacher. Meredith Murphy.
It's
yeah, whatever you want to call
Meredith
her.
Yeah. She's married to our friend, Phil Rohrbacher. Yeah.
It's just beautiful little Meredith. That's who it is.
Yeah, that's who it is.
You got to know who
awesome.
It is.
All right. Meredith, actually, she just landed a gig making hats for the stars.
Yep.
She's in Los Angeles.
Out really? In the big town of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Nice.
I just ripped this up, and I might need to reference that again.
It was Cleopatra,
Marie
Ginger
Antoinette.
Rogers, Marie Antoinette.
And Marie Antoinette. Mary Fuck Kill.
Mary
Boff Kill, I believe is what she said.
Okay.
But yeah, we know what she means.
We know what
that's
she
her.
Means.
That's her little 4'8" cute way of saying fuck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Captain Parameters, what's do we need any? It's pretty straightforward.
Ginger Rogers. I'm going to need some help here.
I think the rules of Mary
because
Kill
the only ginger that's coming into my mind is the one from Gilligan's Island. And I know that's not right.
Know my answer.
Yeah. No, Ginger Rogers was Fred Astaire's partner in all those old movies. She was a great
dancing. Sure.
Ginger Rogers did everything Fred Astaire did, but backwards and in heels. That's as the saying goes.
That's the knock. Joke. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's the joke about how women are better than men.
Yeah. Now, do we have to...
Ladies are empowered.
Do we have to use all three of those options? Can we bang them all? Can we kill them all? Can we marry them all?
Interesting. I don't think so.
Okay.
I definitely don't think you could marry them all. Not in
this
state.
It's one each.
Okay.
One each.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to assign. It's you're given a group of three, and you have to marry one, you have to fuck one, you have to kill one.
Okay.
No, you have to marry one, you get to fuck one, and... Then you get to kill
them. No, you have to. You're not going to enjoy it. There's no pleasure involved in any of these things.
I will spite fuck one. And
can
I fuck the one I kill?
Before or after?
That was Max's first question.
I know.
Oh,
shit.
Did you say that?
I wear it on my sleeve.
He said, can I fuck them all? Can I marry them all? Can I kill them all? I was like, well,
not necessarily
in that order, but I guess so.
Meh.
No, you choose one, like, that's the girl you're, like, that you would bring home the mom. Like, you marry that one.
Sure.
Okay.
Then one's just, like, a good time. But it's not like a fuck buddy, like, repeatedly. It's, like, one time for everybody.
So, Marie Antoinette is the one that couldn't bear children, right?
I know she got killed.
Right.
But she played by Kirsten Dunst in this scenario? Because that would change my answer.
That would probably change my answer, too.
Yeah. Because that's who played her in the movie.
Right.
What was the name of that movie? It wasn't Marie Antoinette.
Was it about her or was it about him?
No, it was about her. She played, I'm pretty sure Kirsten Dunst played Marie Antoinette.
No, that sounds right. I'm just amazed you
can't
remember.
They won like 1,000 fucking Academy Awards.
Huh.
It won like Best Costumes that year. What was it called?
I don't know. Just stop.
Just stop trying, man.
It's over. All right.
You'll get it.
So if Marie Antoinette is as hot as Kirsten Dunst is in that movie, then...
But she's not. We're talking about the real Marie Antoinette.
The real Marie, right. Like, so the French, like, non-showering...
Yeah.
Poops in a bucket next to her bed, kind of.
Well, I mean, she would be in today's day and age, I guess.
No, that's...
Or see, you would have been equally dirty,
Kirsten
so it doesn't
Dunst,
matter.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, no,
you're talking crazy, man.
But you gotta transport yourself back to their time, is what I would think. Even though she's dirty,
so
like,
it's like
you're
Bill
dirty, too.
Bill and Ted's Excellent exactly. Adventure, so I went back in time and got her, and I could shower her up first.
Let's do it Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure style.
Okay.
We've got a time machine, so we can go back in time and get these people.
So you gotta also think about which woman might be most impressed and willing to fucking, like, lick your balls while she's fucking buried in your pubes. You know what I mean?
Yes. That is a consideration. Yeah, she'd be impressed really because, like,
time travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I also heard that Cleopatra, supposedly, because we all have these, like, the
Elizabeth
idea,
Taylor.
Yeah, that she's, like, this sexy, like, awesome goddess. But it turns out that I think she was actually descended from one of the Caesars. And so, like, they found, like, an old coin from, like, that age, and it had her profile, and she had, like, the fucking...
You better quit that
She was gnarly, man. like huge fucking crinkly nose.
Big
and,
old
like,
gap tooth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ridiculous, like, dude chin line and all this stuff.
But that's,
so,
that's also, like, with what they were working with to make the currency.
That's true. But you also would have figured, like, if you're making the currency of the queen, like, you should probably flatter her.
True.
You know,
but maybe beauty had a different aesthetic back then. Oh.
I'm sure it did, and that's what I was going to bring up next. Is that like
they like them pronounced foreheads and
in,
the,
in those different eras? In those different eras, like being hefty was definitely considered very attractive,
Rubenesque.
Yeah, true.
As it was called, named for the artist Paul Rubens.
Right, exactly.
Mecca like a
high. Mecca Heiny Ho.
Oh, Heiny Ho.
Mecca Chiny Ho.
This is a good one! man. And Cleopatra, of course, you know, like, she got the darker skin.
Oh, it's true, man.
You know, she's going to have that going on for her. And every goddamn movie I've ever seen in that era, man, like, they seem to be kind of shiny and kind of hot. You know what I mean? Like, they're wearing gold and shit.
Mm-hmm. I like the dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. Although, if she was descended from a Caesar, she probably wasn't too dark.
Nah, more like...
Like mulatto.
Yeah, mulatto. That's what I'm talking about. Like a light skinned dark one.
Dark
Not
hair,
coffee.
Though, probably.
With cream.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice little latte.
Olive skin.
Coffee with
olive
cream.
Skin.
Yes, sir. All right. So
that's hard. That's
what
hard.
Do you think? I think I would fuck Ginger Rogers because I like a girl that knows how to move. And I feel like if she was a badass dancer.
I would agree with that.
You know, that's going to be more fun in the sack.
She's
than, like,
also not going to be dirty.
You know, though, but
cleanliness.
But I'm just not about that kind of dance. I don't know. I think I'd have to go with
body control. You see what I'm saying.
I got you.
Girl knows how to
like,
move.
I feel like a powerful bitch like Cleopatra would.
Yeah.
For your boff.
Yeah.
Is that what we're on? We're on
From
the
boff. Fuck, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Just because, you know, I mean, it's like.
I'm going the other way, man. I think. Wow, this is the first time we've each picked a different one.
Oh, perfect.
I would fuck Marie Antoinette.
Interesting. Kirsten Dunst, Marie Antoinette, or the actual one?
The actual one.
It's hard to actually separate them at this point.
Yeah, I don't even know what she looked like, Marie Antoinette. Like,
I picture her as dark hair. I picture her like fucking any maiden that I've ever seen in that genre of movie.
Okay.
You know? God, it's going to piss me off. I can't remember the name of that. Just someone send me an email. Just tell me what it is. I'll check it after the show.
Like Once Upon a Time or some shit?
Nope.
Kirsten Dunst.
I'm pretty sure it's Kirsten Dunst, and I'm pretty sure she played Marie Antoinette. But this is like the you know, like 17th century France. This is like
sure.
big old fucking white powdered wigs, hair, white faces,
and
yeah, the weird like half lipstick, like just in the middle.
So you
like,
want to come out of a storeroom with fucking somebody's white face no, paint fantasy, all over your white face
fantasy,
paint.
In my fantasy, I'm like the stable boy at Versailles.
Okay, all right.
And like right. I ride up on a horse. I'm much more buff and like, you
of
know,
course.
I look like Fabio.
Sure.
See, in mine,
it's like a romance novel cover.
Yeah.
I'm just a mere. I'm a mere merchant.
She's like, oh, bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, monsieur.
And I'm like, oh, bonjour.
See, in mine, says, Cleopatra wants to go slumming,
and I say, oui. And then we start,
and then we just going at it.
Get it on.
Get.
Because you know what, the French are lovers, so I think that would work out well for me.
They are.
Are they?
They France, French. France's France talk is a language of love.
That's what they say. Yeah,
it's pretty amazing to see a lot of people like speak French and like it. You know, it is kind of like it's a romance language.
Is it like melodic? If you don't understand it, is that what it is? Like, why do people say that?
It can be very.
You know, I mean,
seductive.
I understand that Russian like is not English. German is not. You know what I mean? They're not sexy.
They're like, I would like to have the sex with you.
That's English, but yeah, no, but yeah, saying, I get but like a Frenchman I get your tone and inflection.
Speaking English, a Frenchman speaking English is far sexier than a German speaking English. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's more seductive. It's more like a
I'm just saying the language in its natural form.
I feel like
I've never heard a lot of people speak French, like except on movies. And that's not the same as like hearing it in person and being around, like surrounded by it.
Like in a cafe.
Like the murmur.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'm asking. You've been there. You just got back. Is it melodic?
It is. I think it's also just the attitude of the French people. Like they're far more forward. So I think that like women would probably be far more attracted to that. Like a guy who's like, I like you and I would like to have sex with you.
Fuck, I was born in the wrong country.
Dude, could you imagine your voice, but with like a French accent? Like if you
dude,
were
can you imagine
dude,
my voice to a French woman? Fuck.
Shit. Yeah, you'd probably be like, I don't know.
I'd be like, hey, how you doing?
I think girls with British accents are very attractive.
British, yeah.
Dude, I think like girls with accents.
Period.
In general.
Are very attractive.
Okay.
Yeah, like a
you know, I never got
like,
into
imagine
German
a
chicks.
French girl talking English, speaking English to you. Like that's hot. Like
no, I know I've been
or,
there.
And she gets into it, and then she starts like yelling French words, and you're like, I don't know. She's like
I don't know. What
ah, today.
No, I would. I would actually. I've always thought it'd be hot to like get yelled at,
mon Dieu.
Which I kind of have. I've been yelled at by a girl in Spanish, and I just sit there, and just want to fuck them. Just look them right in the eye and just be like, yeah.
Because there's some passion there, man.
Man, it's just when you don't know what they're saying, you don't know what they're calling you.
Yeah.
It's very attractive.
Sure.
Yeah. Somebody being angry at you can be very hot if you right. don't know what they're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, but I already picked Marie Antoinette for my fuck, so.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I still got Cleopatra.
See.
And you got.
And I'm going Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, I'm cool.
That's
with
a good
that.
Choice. I think they're all actually solid
yeah,
choices.
Yeah, I think they're all solid women. Yeah.
I'm good with that. See, my. So here's my thing with the whole queen thing. Like. Fucking a queen, like royalty. Mm-hmm. I feel like there may be the dead fish possibility, which is just
there
kind
is.
Of annoying. Like the like worship me.
I see what you're saying.
Mentality, which I just don't like, man. I don't
see
like
what I do sack. Like though is
you like
getting bathed by five nubile young women, right? While she fucking gazes at my meat dick. You know what I'm saying? And anticipates what I'm gonna do to her.
Is
because I like doing.
That is
right, you know what I'm uh-huh. saying? Like, I like doing, mm-hmm. and I think getting the queen off after getting, you know, hand bathed by a bunch of maidens, that's the way it works. You yeah. know what? You've all seen movies. That's the way
coming
it works.
Coming to America, the royal penis is clean.
Yes.
No, I get it.
Largely based on fact, that movie.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Of course.
It's a great movie.
Zamunda, the
sure.
most Zamunda. Awesome country
the in richest African nation.
Yeah.
In the world.
Elephants everywhere. And dude, Arsenio Hall's there.
I read the other day that Liechtenstein was like one of the richest countries.
Liechtenstein. Oh, yeah, dude. Well, because it's like so small per capita.
Right, right. I was going to say.
And there's like all sorts of finance there.
Sure.
So,
like per capita, like most people, like there's a lot of money there. There's just not, it's not that big. They say it's about the size of Rhode Island.
Yeah. Liechtenstein and Luxembourg are both actually really cool countries to drive through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't blink, though. You'll miss it.
It's true. It's true. That's interesting you bring up about the...
Rhode Island.
The not Rhode Island.
Interesting fact about Rhode Island.
The royal...
the original 13 colonies.
That's cleansers. Because, yeah, so then I would marry Marie Antoinette and...
What was the interesting fact? What were you saying?
No, no interesting fact. You just got me to rethink my answer. Because originally I was going to be like, oh, I'd marry Cleopatra. But now I'd rather marry Marie Antoinette and fuck all those French bitches on the side, you know, as like a king. Kind of like you were saying with the royal penis being.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what are we going to do? Marry? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I was talking about. But you can.
Yeah, no, I would go with Mary. No, we'll I would be Marie Antoinette. Fuck Cleo. Marry Marie Antoinette.
See, I'd probably marry Ginger Rogers, but I married a dancer. So
right, so that makes sense. And dancers annoy me.
Yeah. Sorry, I love them.
I know.
I like them.
I like them too.
A lot, a lot.
I like them too.
But just more for like
fucking.
Yeah. Okay.
I got you.
That's but, why. That's why but you if and I my have wife to sit, get along so well.
But if I have to sit through one more fucking recital, I swear to God.
I think I got to do that tomorrow. Balls. There's a recital tomorrow. Speaking of being married to a dancer.
There you
that's
go.
Your
yeah.
life.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And you feel like, because my wife is backstage, so I'm just like this single man sitting in an auditorium.
Full of children?
Watching like five-year-old children dance in tutus, and I feel like a freak every time.
That's See, not and creepy. That's what leads me to my kill selection, which would be Ginger Rogers.
No rehearsals ever again! I would kill Cleopatra.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say.
Because if a snake can do it, it's something I can do. She killed herself with an asp.
Right.
Okay. See, that also makes me sound like that bitch crazy.
But I also think that...
I think she's balls out.
I know. And I think that's...
I think that's the kind of girl that'd be like, get on all fours and be like, get back there and tongue that pussy.
That's why I'd kill her, like, because you never stick your dick in crazy. And she strikes me as, of all three of them, the craziest.
No. See, you've heard that wrong, man. You always stick your dick in crazy.
You just get the
You
hell
stay
out.
The fuck away from them afterwards. But, man, they are a lot of fun.
It's like true.
Seriously, some of the craziest girls I've known have been some really fun women.
Dude, as long as it translates.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've known a few crazy bitches in my life.
Yeah.
I've
known a bunch
I've
of really.
I made the mistake of sticking around. That's the problem.
Getting attached.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Not, that's
yeah
not what
no, you
want.
Can't. You got to stay away from crazy.
Yeah, that's why I kill Cleopatra.
Except with your dick.
And then I'd hang out. With all them nubile washing chicks.
That's funny that you stay away from crazy, yet you're fucking working a theater with a whole bunch of actress crazy fuck bitches.
That's true. I get them. It's because of my previous experience. So I can...
So you can relate.
I can navigate the world well.
Ah.
I can understand that, and I can see you fucking just swimming through that pond like a mean fish, just a badass fish in that pond. I can see that.
Yeah.
100%.
Goddamn Marlin.
I think I would lose my shit... If I was like a director or something like that, I'd be like, fuck you. Can you act? You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like I would be like
you'd just
that.
Blow your top.
I would. Yeah, I think so. I'd get really annoyed really quickly at it.
What the fuck is going on?
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah. That's a good movie. Sorry, I was thinking about Noises Off with Michael Caine as the director. And he's like, and they're doing this show, and Carol Burnett's in it. It's an awesome. Christopher Reeve, when he could walk, is in it.
Oh, he was really good when he could walk sometimes.
Yeah. Except for, like, Superman 2.
He married Kirstie Alley, right?
I don't know.
Is it Kirstie Alley he married? Or
no clue.
Kirsten Dunst?
Maybe.
Full circle.
I don't think she was born by the time he died.
Probably not.
Is it Kirstie Alley?
That makes it dirty.
I like it. Christopher Reeve. South Park ruined Christopher Reeve's image for me, his memory. Every time I picture Christopher Reeve now, I picture him like, no, I picture him like breaking a fetus in half, sucking all the juices out of it, and standing up out of his wheelchair.
Yeah, which I think is awesome.
Why are
I
we
love
not
it,
funding
dude.
This?
Oh, I love it, dude. That's the mental picture I get of Christopher Reeve every time. It's really really great.
I picture him just with a look of fear on his face,
falling off a horse, doing that.
That's terrible.
That weird look everybody gets when they wave.
Like when they're rolling the windows.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Surprise. Like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
oh,
I realize that didn't translate very well to the camera.
To the medium.
To the medium, yeah.
Yeah. It's an auditorial. Yeah. Auditorium?
So?
It's an auditory medium.
So you would kill...
Cleopatra.
So who would you choose?
It's not a hate crime. Because she's white. We already discovered.
Who would you choose with your three choices?
I already chose. I already said.
No. Not those. Any ones you want.
Oh. Like outside of those three? That opens up.
No. including those three,
and everything else.
No, the whole game, the whole point of Marry, Fuck, Kill is you're given the choices. Like you just, and then right. you decide
right.
of those three.
I understand the game, but I'm asking you, who would you kill?
Okay,
who would you
hold
fuck?
Back
and
up,
who would you
back
marry?
Up, back up.
Because you're married, well, and this is going to be a really funny episode.
I would
now.
Certainly marry my wife.
That's and, what I, interesting.
Good.
And I would also
good save.
Fuck my wife.
Mm, okay.
I hope she's not listening. No, okay. So people other than my wife, like let's
think
be outside
honest.
The box here.
Your wife doesn't listen to the podcast.
She does listen. That's just, I love you, baby. It's all right. Okay. God.
That's so hard, though. There's,
I really have a thing for like Scarlett Johansson lately, so I'd probably just like I'd fuck her.
Yeah, I could see it.
But I would. Let's see.
There's who I whatever. There is one sexy bitch in that Victoria's Secret commercial that's been on the new one. I have no idea what her name is, but holy shit!
Yeah,
I would. Okay. I would fuck her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would probably fuck a porn star though.
Yeah.
Like Lisa Ann,
like if we're talking like
the real Lisa Ann,
yeah, no, like
Twitter,
if we're talking like
she's hilarious,
no repercussions, you know what I mean, like no STDs,
yeah,
no nothing like that,
some
yeah,
skanky bitch off the,
yeah, I've got, yeah, there's a bunch of porn stars. Tia would be the one that I
okay,
would fuck,
I don't know who that is. Actually.
She's,
and I'm very surprised that
she's
I don't know who
she's
that
a tiny
is.
Little brunette that okay. is just banging,
nice,
okay,
yeah, her and yeah. Mary, probably Amy Schumer.
Okay.
That bitch is fucking funny.
Okay. Yeah,
I like that girl. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. No,
okay,
no.
She's a comedian. She's fucking funny. Yeah. Blonde, thick bitch, dude. She's really sexy, really cool, really funny.
Yeah. She's like real popular
if
right now.
I hadn't married my wife, met and married my wife first, who I
of course.
Love tremendously.
Right.
Of course.
And then. This
alternate reality, our wives never
sure,
existed in this world.
Sure. We never met. But I met Amy Schumer instead.
Right. And married her.
And yes. married her.
Yes.
And
how did you meet Amy Schumer? How did you guys meet?
Oh, it was really interesting, actually. That,
I'm so glad you asked.
I'm a really
so
funny story.
She always gets embarrassed when I tell this story.
I was doing an open mic.
Be quiet.
Right? I was doing an open mic in Detroit.
Right.
My favorite
city.
Easily my favorite city. Go Motor City.
Yeah,
right?
I,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Go Lions.
Yeah. Detroit.
And I just bombed horribly, man. It was absolutely awful. She came downstairs, and I punched her in the mouth.
Just
wow.
that age-old tale. You
yeah.
know, just the boy meets
eye
girl,
contact.
Boy punches girl.
Punch her in the mouth.
You didn't say a word.
Fuck, you know, she got up, and she was like,
let's do this.
This is my kind of dude. Mm-hmm. This guy knows how to make a decision. And we've been together ever since.
Love at first.
That's great. That's great.
Hit, I guess.
You know, and
dude,
contact.
I think it was actually when she tasted the blood off of her lip. I think that's when she knew.
That was when she knew.
Yeah.
She's like that one.
Yeah.
And,
no,
I
do love
side
that
note, she makes a wonderful chocolate mousse. Thanks again for having us over.
No, I don't know. I don't know why I went with punched. I just got on my high as fuck and I just completely drew a blank in the middle of that story.
No, it's cool, man. You did good. Yeah. You did good.
That's great. I really enjoyed it.
What about
dude, I don't know who I would marry. I'm sorry.
That's fair enough.
I got nothing. I don't even know if I want to get married.
No. I hear you.
Like, I'm sorry.
No, I got you.
I just
but if you
can't.
Had to get married.
But yeah, but if I had
that's,
to.
That's
just give me
game.
Some time. Like, give you yeah, thanks. Thank you, Benji.
I would say.
For that.
If you could marry a character on a show, man, that Felicity bitch on Arrow is really, really hot. She's like
the blonde one?
Yeah, she's like real nerdy, super smart, techie
oh, yeah.
chick.
Yeah, she's on The Flash, too.
Yeah,
she
Flash.
Appears in The Flash.
I could marry Natalie Portman, I think.
Yeah, Natalie Portman is extremely beautiful.
And she's smart,
there's a girl
too.
At the dispensary.
Exactly.
There's a girl at the dispensary that looks like Natalie Portman, and she is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Nothing like my wife, but really, really nice to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Super cool and real nice. One time she touched my shoulder. Oh, my God.
And then I punched
man,
her.
And then I Amy Schumer'd her. what about Kill? Now, Max, I know you got at least have.
Oh yeah,
research.
I mean, I don't have enough time to break
right.
out my whole fucking list. Who would I kill?
I'm gonna go with Nancy Grace.
I would.
Is she that loud Republican bitch?
I was gonna say like yes. Laura Schlesinger, like another
yeah.
like Dr. Laura, just
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
And Nancy Grace, the real rude Texas bitch.
Yeah, with the, like with the, like, the I didn't order this latte haircut.
With the Debbie haircut.
Like the can I talk to a manager haircut?
Yeah.
Ann no, Coulter. It's a little different than Debbie's haircut. Debbie does not have the can I talk to your manager haircut.
Ann it's Coulter. More severe. She would make my list of women to kill.
Who? Oh, really? I kind of like her.
Ann Coulter.
Just kidding.
Just like this way right-wing, just obnoxious.
What do you think of Rachel Maddow? She's more left. She's like the left version of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't kill her, but I have no love for it. Like, anyone who's that far on the extremes, yeah. I'm cool with, man.
I would
like,
kill Paula Deen.
I like people that are in, like, the... Yeah? Really? I like people that are, like, in the 30 to 70 percentile.
Amy Adams. That's who I would marry. Done.
Oh, okay. Amy Adams from...
Okay. That's cool.
From, like, all them movies.
Yeah, Clerks and all that? Or Chasing Amy and...
No, not that one.
Which one's Amy Adams?
Amy Adams is...
She was in. Was she Wedding Crashers? Was she like the?
No, that's Isla Fisher, who's on my list too.
Not the redhead. The one that.
No, Amy Adams. What?
Did Vince? Who's Amy Adams? Or that Owen Wilson ends up with?
I don't know. Amy Adams. I don't know. She's in like Enchanted. That's the one I know her from. Like it's the only thing coming to my brain right now. But she was. She's a singer, as well. What else is Amy Adams in?
Fuck, dude, I've had cable in a few, like, I don't know who anybody is anymore.
I'll show you that's a fact,
dude. I really
Isla Fisher's a good one, though, because she's totally hot.
Dude, I like, speaking of Fisher, I like Jenna Fisher for Mary also.
Oh, yeah.
From The Office.
From The Office, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I think she's a definite Mary.
Okay. Get you some Pam.
Yeah, spray it on.
You know what? I would actually, Rashida Jones would be a good choice as well.
Oh, Rashida, I love her, too. I love her, too.
I like her.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can sit here and talk about girls we want to fuck all day long.
Or Mary.
Or Mary, yeah.
I think.
You know, I think it's interesting, man. Like, all the ones I pick are
if I
funny.
Can't get married, I'll you take know? The other one.
They're like in comedy.
It's true.
You know, yeah. It's about.
And all the ones we chose to kill. Well, I guess you chose Paula Deen. Why do you want to kill Paula Deen?
I don't like what she's doing.
Just let the Crisco do it.
Yeah, exactly.
The diabetes.
The other way. Yeah, the butter will do it slowly.
Diabetes going to get her.
Oh, who do I hate? Rachel Ray.
Oh, I could see that.
That other,
but she's short with a big head. So
she's
sorry, you can't kill her.
And she's brunette, so
probably because we're too similar. That's probably why.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I often confuse you for Rachel Ray.
She's annoying. Shit!
And her voice is always like, so fucking raspy.
No, I hear you.
It's like she stayed up all night yelling at her, you know, Spanish maid or something.
Kelly Ripa, but 15 years ago, Kelly Ripa.
No, I got you.
Oh, I thought you were going to kill her.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know where this was going. Fuck her.
Okay. Yeah.
But I want Michael Strahan to watch.
Whoa.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly, he really getting in there.
I have never seen that position used that way before.
Wow. I did not know you could do that with a microphone, Kelly Ripa. You are truly one amazing woman.
Coming up next, we got...
We got Benji Pickett just doing it solo. One time just by himself in a nice lighted room with some candles. I hope you enjoy it all.
This one's called Cinnamon Roll Dream. That sounds delightful.
That sounds delightful.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit. There we go.
Yeah. Well, right. Better a straight hand watching than Regis. I think that would just
that's just creepy.
Weird, yeah.
Wow, I would just he's love... really getting in there.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's pretty amazing.
I feel like he would actually be kind of creepy. Like all covered in Vaseline, wearing cowboy boots, like dude
don't
on that movie.
Benji, you've still got one more lifeline.
I think he would be
awful. Who are you going to call? Call a phone a friend.
See, I feel like he would be... See, I don't even think he would talk. I think he would sit there with his 19th scotch and just fucking glare at you. Like you're fucking the woman of his dream.
She was supposed to be mine.
Yeah.
It should have been mine.
That's hilarious.
That is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that we all wanted to kill. Like it was political beliefs, and
right? It's people that
general,
are like, completely different.
Loud, annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my list goes on with that too.
Can I mean, I would like to fuck Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Wow, just now that's, just that's wow. something to talk about. Dude.
Yeah, go on. Man.
Why would you like to fuck that guy?
No.
That's a bold move.
It is.
It's a bold move.
That's a bold career choice, counselor.
For
that's a bold career choice, counselor.
Flipping the script, man. Flipping the script.
No. Hillary Clinton.
Just women in power? Is that what?
I would have fucked Sarah Palin.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just okay. Based on.
Well, yeah, she's
actually, you know what?
I don't
want actually
her to open her mouth at all.
Not Sarah Palin per se, but Tina Fey's version of Sarah Palin.
Tina Fey as Sarah Palin.
How about Lisa Ann's version of Sarah Palin?
I don't. Okay, the porn star.
Yeah, the porn star.
Yes. That is the fourth time you brought her up on this podcast.
I like her.
I just want you to know that.
I know, this is kind of weird.
She's extremely hot. Yeah. It's a shame she died or retired.
No, she retired. We follow her on Twitter, actually.
Yeah, and now she's like a sport, like does fantasy football.
Yeah.
Serious.
She has like a fantasy football podcast.
Well, she's really hot. No, I've totally. Actually seen her in the past 2 weeks.
So. That right? That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's such a broad topic. There's like a long list. I'd have to like
rank a long list of all three, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're opening it up to
any female,
female in the history of time.
Yeah, that's the thing too. The time, man. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
But the thing is
I
don't know
Helen of Troy. Maybe I'd fuck her.
But I don't know what Marie Antoinette really looks like. I don't know what Cleopatra really looks like.
No one does.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. There's no photos. Mm-hmm. But as I'm basing it really on like my instant.
Nancy Reagan?
My instant memory of
there were no photos back
movies
then.
Where people have been portrayed.
Sure.
You know, where those characters
yeah,
have been
like
portrayed.
I imagine Cleopatra as Elizabeth Taylor. But
Right.
You know. And I imagine
she was
Marie
hot
Antoinette
before she got
Kirsten
fat
Dunst.
And glossy.
What the hell is the name of that movie? It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to, like, I'll be like, oh, my God, it
was it
Frolicking Heathers or whatever
was
it was called.
Was it
Frolicking
the
Heathers.
Bourne?
No, it was like one word, and it was a noun. And
step.
Step up two.
Step up two.
Step it harder.
Electric Boogaloo.
Pitch perfect two.
Pitch harder.
The pitch is back.
The pitch is back. yeah, man.
Son of a pitch.
Son of a pitch.
That's what the next one's going to be. It's going to be about like one of their kids, and it's going to be Pitch Perfect 3, Son of a Pitch.
What is the first? What was the first one about?
Pitch Perfect 1.
I mean, that's what it was called. That's what it was
about.
It's
about
you know
an
what?
Acapella
dude, ben,
group.
Ben,
in,
he's
in
right.
High school.
He did not ask what it was
oh,
called.
Oh, Anna Kendrick. Oh, my
that
God.
Chick? That chick?
Yes.
She's got kind of a weird fucking mouth.
No, man. She is so
no, man. Yes,
hot.
Man. She does.
I would marry her in a second.
Because she sings.
I would leave my wife.
But
she's on my list.
Okay.
With that also, Sarah Silverman. Because she's funny, like it's like you like
she's
talented
funny,
bitches that can
like
sing,
true,
like that adds
a
lot,
talent.
Lot. Like Sarah Silverman, I think is
I
fucking extremely
crushes.
Funny. So I would, like, I didn't pick like two really, like those aren't really two hot hot women. You
Sarah
know what I mean?
Silverman,
necessarily,
I find very attractive.
I unbelievably
because I feel
attractive.
Like she would be so dirty in bed. Like,
I think she'd just be so funny.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't even know if she'd be dirty. I think if you try to do anything dirty, she'd make fun of you for a month. And
never
make
hear
you
the
do, yeah, and so
Jimmy
you,
Kimmel
I think you
that.
Just, yeah, and I bet he did it just like soft, slow stroking it, fucking missionary style, because he didn't want to get made fun of. Because I think she'd just tear his ass up because she's way more clever than he is.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. It's one of those things, man. I don't know. Well, hey, that's our time. So of course, tell us who you of the three of us would marry, fuck, kill. We want to know it. Send it to topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. Also, send us your topics to topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. We'll put them in the bowl, and if we draw them out and send them your, and release it, you'll get a free T-shirt.
Hey, just for the record, I'd fucking kill both of you and fuck you. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I'd get married. Then I'd kill you. Then I'd fuck you.
I wouldn't marry either one of you. That's disgusting. But yeah. I would kill you. And then I'd fuck you later because that's not gay.
Right. It's not gay once they're dead.
No, that's just true. Necrophilia.
That's
yeah,
just
totally.
Necrophilia.
Yeah.
Totally. An asshole's an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Dead asshole's a dead asshole.
And an eye socket's an eye socket.
Cold, dry asshole's a cold, dry asshole, no matter.
You like what you like.
Yeah. Also, you should follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/ignorantuninformed.com. Or you could twank us on Twitter. Our handle is @IgAndUn. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and send us a twank. You can also send us a topic that way, too. Make sure you check out the website, ignorantuninformed.com, for all the podcasts. You can download them there. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode, the Hot Ass Freshers. We've been your hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
I will see you later.
Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
I will also see you later.
And I'm Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Peace out. I won't see you later.